Come sit. Come right here.
Their classroom looks and sounds like any other classroom. Papers strewn across the table, a smart board hanging on the wall, and teenagers chatting and laughing with each other. Though this handful of students is what sets this class apart.
Hey, my name is Isminas, and I'm 19 years old. And I'm from Russia, originally I'm Turkish.
I'm from Tanzania, it's East Africa.
My name is Asad, I'm from Pakistan.
My name is Sirin, I'm from Iraq.
It's part of Douglas Academy, a new program this year that brings together Columbia School's Special Education and English Language Learner, or ELL, departments. This class is led by Karen Cottrell and Jennifer Burkholz, both ELL teachers working to help their students develop English skills and work towards graduation or future employment. Cottrell says getting students to work is a core part of the new program.
Part of it also is getting them employment, because one of the requirements of this particular program is that they're working 20 hours a week, or at least trying.
The students are even working in the classroom. Two of the walls are outlined by painter's tape and have been primed. The students have taken down the old chalkboards and were learning wall preparation, and will put up the new boards themselves.
I mean, along with academics, we're working on a lot of job skills, you know, teaching them. We've been creating resumes and doing career explorations.
That was Jennifer Burkholz, one of Douglas Academy's other teachers.
We've done a lot of role play, like, okay, how do you ask for an application? What do you say when you turn in an application? What do you put on a resume? What do you not?
The class also takes the bus around Columbia, since many of them are new to town, just to learn where things are. All this time together has brought the group, students and teachers, closer than one might expect in a traditional classroom.
My teachers are just wonderful. They're seriously the best teachers ever.
Yeah, they are.
It's this close relationship that enables a larger goal of Douglas Academy. Sushma Nagarkar is a district coordinator for Columbia School's ELL program. She says that these students need an alternative academic plan. Without any high school credits and few English skills, they need individual focus.
The traditional track for a high school diploma very often is not the right fit for these students, and they really struggle. For one, they're older when they come into the system and really need a lot more than what the traditional trajectory would provide.
The challenges of starting a new program like Douglas Academy are plenty, especially in the first year. Though good news does come up. Today, one student found out his transcript from his old high school would transfer to Missouri, and that he will be taking the ACT after all.
We are really trying to give them the academic support that they need, and they also need to be able to explore opportunities for careers.
Like any high school student, Cottrell and Burkle's students dream of future plans, several wanting to go to college to pursue careers like nursing or accounting.
Like graduate and, you know, study accounting or another business.
And I'm in Douglas School because I just want to graduate from school because I want to go to college.
But before they graduate, the class says they'd like to squeeze in a trip to Six Flags, or at least to the St. Louis Zoo. Ryan Schisler, KBIA.